Any comments about the management of relapsed FL? Before we were mentioning adalimumab, you mentioned copanlisib, which is now approved. You have lenalidomide and the R-squared regimen. How do you think through the management of relapsed disease?
So one has to step back a little bit and ask something about the natural history of follicular lymphoma. When I started in this business and I was a fellow at Stanford, we told patients that the median survival was 6 to 8 years. Our recent results at Memorial say that the median survival is 18 to 20 years. And in fact, if you look at Matt Maurer's data and you ask, what is the survival of patients diagnosed with follicular lymphoma compared to the general U.S. population, there's not much of a difference between the survival of patients with follicular lymphoma and the general population. There's a small difference. And when we looked at the same analysis at Memorial, we actually see a bigger difference than they saw at the Mayo Clinic. But still, we're talking about very prolonged survivals with only a small decrement in the long-term outcome of the general patient with follicular lymphoma. And so that should play back into our strategies about thinking about these patients. And this is why the management of patients with follicular lymphoma are particularly difficult. And because every patient is unique. Patients who get chemoimmunotherapy when they first are diagnosed because they have symptoms or extensive disease and need treatment immediately, these patients are different than the patient who can be monitored and watched. And importantly, if we have patients with follicular lymphoma who progress within the first 12 to 24 months of their initial treatment, those patients have very poor long-term survivals. The five-year overall survival is about 50%. And this has been confirmed in multiple studies now. So this represents a very poor prognostic group in which appropriately very aggressive measures should be taken, including treatments such as allogeneic stem cell transplant. But, you know, with relapsed follicular lymphoma, I like to say that it's, you have to make the punishment worth, you know, fit the crime. And if someone is observed for 6 years, gets single agent rituximab for a cosmetic progression in their neck, and then progresses again 5 years later, that's a very different patient than who gets R-CHOP and is progressing at, you know, 6 months.